Oh, mevakshin miboylei. Like, why do we force him to give chalitza? We should say no. If an isha thinks when the husband's alive, what's going to be after he dies? So when she made the nether, when the husband was alive, not to have enjoyment from the brother-in-law, what did she mean, really? That yibum. So again, we shouldn't force him to give chalitza. He didn't cause it, she caused it. So why does the Mishnah say, kaifin oisla, she don't have even vakshin miboylei? So chutz mashma, that when the husband is alive, she doesn't think about the yibum. Tomorrow says no. Hachal Mayaskina, Mishnah is talking about the Isha Sheyesh Lebonim, where she has children. To Kuliyar Lemaska Daitoi. Then Avada, she doesn't think that maybe her children are going to die and then her husband. So far, for sure, she doesn't think. So now, Mishnah, if she made the nether when her husband was alive and when she had children, she didn't think about the brother in law. So her mind was just that she didn't think about the Mrs. Yibum. She still doesn't like the brother in law. Near the nether is Chal. But in the case where she doesn't have bonim, then even though the husband was alive when she made the nether, we have to be afraid she thought about maybe the husband will die and she wants to throw away the mitzvah yibum. Then taka only mavakshin. Maybe then we don't force him to make yibum, to make chalitza. We'll only ask him nicely. For tomorrow, if that's true, ah, Tony, what does Mishnah have to say? In this chavnu lakach, if she mamashat kavono, afilo b'chaya bala mavakshin menu sheyach l'slo. What do you have to say? Where is the case when she made the nether, when the husband is still alive, that you have to only ask for chalitza? In a case where she has kavanah b'feiris, where she tells us like we know for sure that was in her mind. For the Gemara, let's make the chilut in this case by itself. When do we say that she made the nether when her husband is alive? She does not mean to ask the yavam out mitzvah yibum, only when she has children. But in the case where she does not have any children, then we say she's right away thought about that she doesn't want to have a mitzvah yibum and mavakshin, she don't have any mavakshin. Why doesn't the Mishnah say this? Mishnah's mashma clearly that calls the man her husband is alive, she does not think about what's going to be when the husband dies. Therefore, Loch is like Rav, that she did not mean to ask of the Yavam. Because calls the man her husband is alive, she does not think what's going to be after he dies. She does not think about the Mitzvah Yavam. So therefore, now, Mishnah, when she made the nether, Shetaka true made the nether only, because she doesn't like the brother-in-law. Not because of the Mitzvah Yavam. So then we said the nether is Chal, and the nether is Chal, that even after the husband dies, the Yavam can't make Yavam, we force him to make Chalitza. But over here, when she made the nether, when the husband is alive, not to have tashmish with anybody, she did not include the yavam, because she never thought that maybe there'll be a heter to the yavam. So therefore later when the husband dies, and it comes to mitzvah yibum, she is mutter to the yibum without any effort. Hadru lecho beishamah.
You were holding Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omed Beis by the Mishnah, the new Perek. Cheresh Shenosa Pikris. A cheresh, that's a person, a man, that's not a bardas, he can't hear and can't speak, so his kedushin is only midrabonin. But if he marries the pikris, a regular lady, or else a pikeyach Shenosa Chereshes, the opposite, the man was normal, but she was a Chereshes, which also she has a din, she doesn't have any das, so the kedushin is only midrabonin. The locher is in Rotzel Hoitzi Yoitzi. In both these places, if the man wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. V'im Rotzel Akayim Yikayim. But if he wants to stay married to her, he can stay married to her. And the chiddush is that Kishem Shu Kainis Bermiza, just like he marries her with Rabbonin, even though they can't talk with Bermiza, just like the sign languages, is Kachu Moitzi Bermiza. The same thing when he gives her a get, even though she's a Chereshes, or even though he's a Cheresh that he can't talk, he gives her a get like Bermiza. In other words, it's a svara the same way he was Mekadish from the Rabbanin, that's the same way the Rabbanin gave Mekayach to give a get. What about Pikeach Shenosa Pikis? That's a normal people, that the Isha and the man are both normal. So the Gedushin is Chal Mediraisa. And now when it's Charsha, now she becomes a Chareshus. Now she can't hear and can't speak. Now she becomes like Dom, she loses a Das. And still the Mishnah says, Imrotza Yoitzi. If you want to give her a get, the get is Chal Mediraisa. But if you want to stay married, you can stay married to her. and we'll soon explain why the get is chal, even though she's a chareshi, she's allowed badas. What about nishtitis? Let's say she becomes a shaita, not stam a chareshis, but she becomes a shaita. Shaita is the pshat is they do foolish things. Then lo yoytzi, and we'll soon see in the Gemara that's the rabban de galocha. That again, even though midiraisa a get is chal, is midiraisa, as long as the man is normal, he has das to give get. It's chal, because an isha does not have to have das to receive the get. It's even bar kocho. So really, a chareshes and a shaita could receive a get midiraisa. Just the rabbana made a takona by a shaita not to give her a get. What about nischarishu? Let's say the man, after first the kedushin was chal midiraisa, he was normal. Then nischarishu, he became a cheresh, means he became deaf and dumb. So he doesn't have any das. Or nishtato, or else he became a shaita. Halacha is now ainu moitzir alamis, like midiraisa, he can't give a get anymore. He does not have das, and the man has to have das b'shas gerushin. So here he can't get rid of her. The kedushin is still chal midiraisa, but he can't get rid of her alamis forever. Now Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, like argues and asks, mifnei mahu isha shenischarsho yoytzei. How come you say even at the beginning they were both normal? Then lady, the isha, the wife, becomes a chareshes, you say she could receive a get. V'yish, b'shekin if the man, shen is charesh, became a charesh, ain't a moitzit, you say he can't give a get. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri comes to argue like, and he yells no, in both places the get is not chal. Omru leid, Rabboni answered back and said no, ain't a doima, it's not like one or the other. But isham, ain't a doima, isham a garish, lisham is chareshes. There's a big difference between the man that gives a get and the isha that has to receive the get. Why? The loch of gerushin is an isha who receives the get, even if she doesn't want it. Bar korcha, the husband could force her and give her a get. Therefore, we do not need her das b'shas gerushin. By shenkein v'ho'ish, the man, ein amoitzi, he could only give a get, elu ritzoina, you need his das. So therefore, he has to be a bar das. If he's a shaita or he's a cherish, he can't give a get. Nothing more says, the Mishnah says, Hayid Reb Yechonen ben Gudgoda, ala chareshes, he said Edus, on a chareshes, shehashiya or viho, that the father married her off. In other words, the Gdushin is chal midiraisa, that she's a ketana, she has a father, and the father married her off midiraisa, so the Gdushin is chal midiraisa, she yaitz a beget later on in life, even though the father's not around, still she could receive a get midiraisa. Like we said before, that since the Isha does not need das, even bar korcho, even a chareshes could receive a get. Omrulah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Avzuk yaitzavo, that's just like we're saying also, like we said before, like the Tanakhama holds, that a chareshes could receive a get. Now the Mishnah goes into Nyanu about Yivam. So what about Beis Achin Charshin? You have two brothers, they're both a cheresh, both don't have das, that the Kedushin is only midrabonin. Now, Nesuyin Lebeis Achoyis, they both got married to two sisters, one and one. Chareshes, either both sisters are also Chareshes, don't have Das, or in Meshtei Achoyis Pichis, it doesn't make a difference even if both of them do have Das, but since the both brothers don't have Das, the Kedushin is only Midrabbanan. Or in Meshtei Achoyis, or else they got married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes, one does not have Das, V'yachas Pichis, one does have Das. Or else the case is going to be Beis Achoyis Chareshes. You have the two sisters that don't have das. Nisuyin got married Lishnayach, the two brothers Pichin, even if both the two brothers are normal. But again, since the wives are Haroshes, the Kedushin is only Midrabbanan. Or Yerels Lishnay Achin Charshin. Or else these two sisters, Charshin, got married to two brothers that were Charshin. Or Lishnayach and Yerels, the two brothers, Lechet Cheresh Vechet Bekeich. In all these cases, Harayelu Peturin Minachalitza Minayibim. In all these cases, there's no din yivim at all, there's no din chalitza. And the partial reason is because she's an erva to you. Like what happened here, two brothers married two sisters. And in all these cases, both kedushins were only chal midrabbanan. So midrabbanan, when one brother dies, his wife now falls to the other brother, but the other brother has no mitzvah yivim on her, because she's called achos ishtoi. Since the brother that's alive now is married to the sister, true, it's only midrabbanan. But even the first kedushin of the first brother was also only midrabbanan. So mamanashoch, midrabbanan, that there's zika, she's an heir with you though. She's called achos ishtoi. She's your wife's sister, therefore there's no mitzvah chalitza or yibum. What about him hoyu nochrius? Let's say these two brothers were married, two wives, each one was not related one to the other. Then yichnoisu, if you want, you could make yibum. Even though the yavim is a cherish, even though he doesn't have das, yibum you can make even without das. And then if he wants to give her a get, let he can give her a get. Because again, this yibum was only midrabbonin here. Since the first kedushin your first brother had was also only midrabbonin, so since the first kedushin was only midrabbonin, the whole zikah is only midrabbonin. Since the whole yibum now is only midrabbonin, after you miyabim her, if you want, you could give her a get like we learned before. That a cherish could give a get midrabbonin. What about Shnei Achen, you have two brothers, Echot Cheresh V'Echot Pekeach. One is normal, and one doesn't have Das. Nesuyin L'Shtei Achoyis, like a Pekeach. They got married to two sisters, and both of them were Pekeach, were normal. Now, Meis Cheresh Bava Pekeach. The one, the brother that was not normal, that was married to the normal wife, so that Kedushin was only with the Rabbonin. Is Ma Yas HaPekeach Bava Pekeach. What should the brother that's alive now, married to the normal sister, that kedushin is midiraisa, what should he do? His poshe teitzem mishum achas isha. There's no mitzvah yibum, because the one that's alive now is married midiraisa to his wife, the sister. So therefore, the other sister that falls now to yibum is an erva, never midiraisa to you. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. What about the opposite way? Meis pikeach bala pichis. The normal brother that married a normal wife, kedushin midiraisa, he died. Is Ma Yas a Cheresh? What should the brother do now? The brother that's alive, that's a Cheresh, that doesn't have Das, Baal Pichis, that was married Mitra Abonim to the other sister, is Moitzi Ishta Beget. What he has to do is he can't live with his wife anymore, because Midi Raisa, the brother Zik is Chal. So Midi Raisa, the Yavam of the other sister is open to you. So male, the wife that you're married to now, Mitra Abonim, is Achoyz Kukosai. So you have to give your wife a get. Because since she married her midrabbonin, a cheres could give a get midrabbonin. And your brother's wife now, the yivama, she remains yivama li'elam. There's no heta for her. Because the maisa, the zikr is chal midiraisa to the brother that's alive now. But he's a cheres. A cheres can't make chalitza. Elamai, what should you do? Let him make yibum. He can't make yibum here either midrabbonin. Because midrabbonin, he was married to a sister. True, he gave her a get. But the law is that achayis gerush osa is also osa. So the Rabbana, this Yavama is an erva to you. Therefore, there's no way this Yavama remains Yavama li'elam, and she has no eitz, so she can't get married. The Mishnah says weiter, what about Shnei Achen Pilchin? You have two normal brothers. Nesuyin l'shtei achoyis, married to two sisters. Achas chareshes v'achas piches, one was normal and one was dumb. Is neis pikech balachareshes, if the brother that was only married mid Rabbana to his wife because she was a chareshes, he died. What should the other brother do that's married to the normal wife that's chal midiraisa? Is pshita teitzim mishum achas isha? That since the one that's alive is married to the sister midiraisa, so the other sister, when she falls the yibum, there's a ptur, there's no mitzvah yibum, because she's an erva, she's achas isha. What about neis pikeach bal pichis? Let's say the normal brother that was married midiraisa to the normal wife, he died. So his wife now falls midiraisa zika to the other brother. Is Ma Yase Bekech Balacharashis? What should the normal brother do that's married to the sister, but she's a Chareshah, so that Kedushin is only Midirabonin? So Midiraisa the Zika is still Chal. So what he has to do is Moitzi Asishta the Get. He has to give his wife now a get. He can't live with her, because Midiraisa, there's Zika Chal. So Midiraisa, she's called Achoyis Kukosla, she's an erva to you. She's an erva to you. So therefore you have to give her a get. For Yaseisha Sachar the Chalitza. Who are then your brother's wife? You can't live with her either, because since she gave you the sister a get, she's called Achoyis Grishosai. But the Rabbanan, she's an erva to you. But here, since the brother that's alive is Ipikeach, he could give Chalitza. So that's the best Eitza. Let him give Chalitza, and then his brother's wife goes out free. What about Shnei Achin, two brothers? Echot Cheresh v'Echot Pikeach. One was normal, and one was Ipikeach. One was a Cheresh, not normal, and one was Ipikeach. Married two sisters. Echot chareshes, v'yachas piches. One was normal and one was not. Now, meis cheresh bal chareshes. The brother that was dumb, that didn't have das, married the lady, the sister that did not have das. So he died. Ma yasa pekech bal piches. What should the normal brother do now? Pshit is teitzim mishum achas isha. There's nothing to talk about. She's an erva. The one that's alive now is married to the sister midiraisa. So Mela, when the other brother, when the first brother dies, his wife, which is only the Rabbanon de Kazika, Pshitas Potter, she's an erva to you. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. What about the opposite way? Meis Pikeach Baal Pichis. If the normal brother died, the one that was married Midiraisa to his wife. So now there's a Zika Midiraisa that she falls to the brother Midiraisa. Is Ma Yasa Cheresh, what could the Cheresh do now? Baal Cheresh, if that's married Midirabanan to the sister, is first of all, Maitzias Ish to beget. He has to get rid of his wife. Because since the other brother was married Midiraisa, so there's Zika Midiraisa. So your brother's wife, the sister, is like Zoka to you, Midiraisa. So therefore you can't live with your first wife because she's called Achois. So therefore you have to give her a get. And your brother's wife, now the pichis, she remains also yelam, because chalitza you can't give her, because you're a cherish. A cherish can't make chalitza. Yibum you can't make, because with the rabbanon she's an erva to you, because she's achois grushosloi. Therefore she's asur yelam. What about shnei achin, you have two brothers. Echod cherish v'echad bekeach. One again was dumb and one was normal. Nesuin Shtei Nochrius was married to two different wives, but no relative. Not related. Is Pichis, both wives that were normal. Is Meis Cheresh Ba Pichis. If the brother that's a Cheresh that only had Kedusha with the Rabbanan died. Is Ma Yasa Bekerech Ba Pichis. What could the brother do that's alive now? Is Pshita Oichol Etzvei Miyabim, whatever he wants. It's a regular Mitzvah Yibim. His wife is normal. So therefore, the Yibim is Chal. True, it's only Chal with the Rabbanan. But I'll call upon him, Midrabbanan, you can even make Yibum or else make Chalitza. What about Meis Pikeach? Meis Pikeach, Baal Pichis. What about the normal brother died? The one that was married Midiraisa. So here there's Zika Chal Midiraisa, Ma Yasa Cheresh Baal Pichis. What could the other brother do now? What can he do? His kindness? With the only answer is he has to make Yibum. They're not sisters, they're not related. So Lamaisa Cheresh, even though he doesn't have Das, could make Yibum. But now, he can't give her a get anymore, because this is Chal Midiraisa. There's Zika Midiraisa, your brother was married to a Midiraisa. Now when your brother dies, there's Zika Chal Midiraisa. So if the Cheresh makes Yibum, even though he doesn't have Das, Yibum is Karna without Das. So therefore it's Chal Kedusha Midiraisa. Therefore Cheresh Midiraisa can't give a get, he's Larba Das, so she stays to him, Lielam, he can't give her a get. What about Shnei Achen Pitzin? You have two normal brothers. Nusuyin lebeis nochris, married to two different wives, not relatives. Achas pikas v'achas chereshes, one was normal, one not. Meis pikeach ba chereshes. If the brother that's only married midi rabbanan died, ma yasa pikeach ba pikas, what can he do the other brother? His pshita midi rabbanan kainis, he can make yibum if he wants. If he wants to leitzi yitzi, late if he wants to give her a get, because since the yibum is only midi rabbanan we always say, oh no, here's better, he can give a get even midi raisam. Because since the Baal, the husband, is a normal person, he can give his wife a get even though she's a chereshes. What about the opposite way? Meis pikeach baal pichis, the normal brother died, is ma yasa pikeach baal chereshes, what can he do? Is pshita, since he's normal, and the yavam is normal, he's loichel etzvei miyabim, whatever he wants, he can do, he can make chalitza, he can make yibum. What about shnei achin, yet two brothers? Echot cheresh vecha pikeach, one was normal, one was not. Nesuyin lebeis nochris, married to two different wives, strangers. Achas chereshes v'achas pichas. Is meis cheresh ba chereshes. What about the brother that's not normal died first? That's only with the rabbonin. Ma yasa pekeach ba pichas. What can he do? Kainis. The churim with the rabbonin, he has to make yibum. Because to make chalitza can't, since she's a chereshes. And afterwards now, if he wants to give a get, he can give her a get. Since the first kedushim was only with the rabbonin, so in the middle of the whole yibum here, the whole zik is only with the rabbonin, so about it's only with the rabbonin, with the rabbonin you can give a get. Or better still, Nachmal, he see it. Since he's a pekeach, he can give a get midiraisa. A cheresh just could receive a get midiraisa. What about the meis pekeach ba pichis? Let's say the normal brother died. Ma yase pekeach ba chereshes is loichel etzvei miyabim. Give you the chalitza, or else he can make yibum, since he's normally can do whatever he wants. What about now shnei achin, two brothers, echot cheresh v'echot bekeach, one normal, one not. Nesuyin lebeis nochris, married to two wives, not related. Achas chereshes v'achas pichis, meis cheresh bal chereshes, ma yasa pekeach bal pichis. If the brother that was not normal, married to a not normal wife, only with rabbonin, when he dies, what should the one that's normal do with his wife? His kindness, if he wants to, he can make yibum. But chalitza can, since she's a chereshah, she can't give a chalitza. But now, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. That since she, even though she's a chereshah, since she's normal, he can give her a get. Meis pikeh ba pichis, is ma yasa cheresh ba chereshah, is kindness, he has to only make yibum. But again, v'yayna moitzli yaylam, now he can't give a get, because since he had the zikas chal midiraisa, and when he's miyabim or he's kainah midiraisa cheresh cannot give a get. These are the klolim of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Mai Shino Cheresh Vechereshes, Tetkino Lohu Rabbon in Nisuyin. How come either when the man is a Cheresh or when she's a Chereshes, the Mishnah is Mashma Midirabbon and they could get married? There's a Kedusha Midirabbon, even though Midiraisa the Lav and Eden, you know, they can't make Kinyonim, but Midirabbon though the Nisuyin is Chal, Umai Shino De Shoita. For Shoita, how come either whether he or whether she is a Shoita, there's Tetkino Lohu Rabbon in Nisuyin? Rabbanim were not mistaken Kedushin at all. Again, the Shaita means like a fool, somebody that does foolish things. The Gemara says that somebody sleeps in the basic forest by himself at night, that's called a Shaita. The Tanya we learned. Shaita, first of all, we have the proof that there's no Kedushin. The Tanya, Shaita the cotton, Shenosu Noshim, if the man was a Shaita or else a cotton, if they got married, Umesu, and they die, they should say, Imptus Menachlitzim and Ayibim. That when they die, the wife has no dinim at all. You know why? Because the Kedushin is not chal even with the Rabbanan. So you see that a Shaita cannot marry even with the Rabbanan. So how come? You know what? Then a cotton can. We'll soon talk about why a cotton can't. But our co-point first, the kashrus, what's the difference between a cheresh and a Shaita? So Gemara says, cheresh for cheresh is, whether he or she is only a cheresh, means they're deaf and dumb, some they don't have das, is the kind with the count of the Rabbanan. They still, they could listen to some things. Is kinul rabbanon nisuyin? The rabbanon were masakin nisuyin. In other words, they could stay married together. Therefore, the rabbanon were masakin kedushin. Ma'ashenke in shoyta v'shoyta to loykaim at the kant of the rabbanon, they can't do anything together. Like Rashi says, they fight only with the shoyta, do foolish things. It's not possible to have shalom b'nayim. Tiyenodim darim nachash bechvif achas. A person like a moshel can't live with a snake in a small room. Here also, he just can't live with the shoyta. Is therefore that kinu rabbanon nisuyin. The rabbanon will not misakin kedushin for a shaita or a shaita, either one, either him or her. Now, umayishna katan let kinu rabbanon nisuyin for cheresh kinu rabbanon nisuyin. Like how come a katan can't make kedushin with the rabbanon, just like a cheresh should be able to? Who within a katan should be able to? A katan is not a shaita. You can live with a katan. So how come the rabbanon will not misakin kedushin for a katan? That there it says cheresh to lo yos leklal nisuyin kinu rabbanon nisuyin. A cheresh that stays that way the rest of his life. So if he can't get married with the rabbanon, he'll never be able to get married. Therefore, the rabbanon will make her to give him kedushin and nisuyin. Ma'ashenke in katan the yosel echal nisuyin. But since a katan, when it becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be able to get married. And therefore, let kino rabbanon nisuyin. Rabbanon will not misakin kedushin right now for him until he gets older. For the gemara barei katana, I would know the sight of a katana even when she doesn't have a father. Her mother or brother could marry you off with the rabbanon. I there the yosel echal nisuyin. Why don't we say let her wait until she becomes 12 years old? Then she'll get married. She'll have kedushin later when she's a gedolah. So why would the rabbanon misakin kedushin for katana? But there it is. Well, yeah, the kashmir the yosel echal nisuyin, but it's kinu rabbanon nisuyin. There it is. Hosam shloyino gobo minig hefka. There we're afraid if we tell the girl can't get married, we're afraid she'll be noig hefka. She doesn't get married like maybe she'll do it to come as zayna. She'll have znus. Therefore, we're more afraid about a small girl. Therefore, the rabbanon will make her to let her get married. Mashenkin for kotim, we're not afraid. For the gemara now, ma'ishino chareshes to loy mimano. How come the law is when a chareshes gets married with the rabbanon, she can't say like goodbye to her husband? It's only by a ketana that the masakrat we skipped here. For the ma'ishino ketana the mano, who ma'ishino chareshes loy mimano. How come a ketana when she gets married could say like goodbye to her husband? Mashenkin chareshes can't. There it says the.